All right, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name's Tay.
The Flu. Here we are with your weekly rundown of all things WWE and professional wrestling. How is everybody?
I want to start off, Ace, by sending my thoughts and prayers to the family of Michael Cole, who this week was heartlessly thrown off a stage into eight gentlemen and landed comfortably. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't actually see that.
It was horseshit. That's why you didn't laugh.
Can we have a moment of silence for Michael Cole, please?
Yeah.
Hold on. Michael Cole presented the mixed match challenge.
Oh, so you watched that?
I did.
Okay, did you watch it? Flu, did you watch it?
No. Okay. Oh, no, I saw Shinsuke came in. So he had Jim the Anvil Neidhart's old jacket, which I thought was a nice
Shinsuke
touch.
Shinsuke had that?
Yeah.
Michael Cole was on the mixed match challenge.
Was wearing Jim the Anvil Neidhart's old jacket, yes.
Was wearing Jim.
He also did a promo before Anvil with Neidhart. Little cat ears and stuff, which completely,
So I'm the mixed match challenge kind of
expert. Remember, we told you.
But you didn't watch Raw.
We told you we're not watching that nonsense. So
I can tell you when it gets to the final.
Really?
What is it? Is it a tournament?
Yeah.
Oh. I might watch it.
Currently, Sasha Banks and Finn Balor beat Natalya and Shinsuke Nakamura in a very nice match.
Now, I'm gonna go past this.
Why? But Michael Cole was there. That's my point.
Okay. Well,
so what? He's supposed to have been injured.
It was.
We all know it's pantomime.
He looks fine to me.
Paige, what's going on with Paige?
I have no idea.
So is she injured?
She was injured. Well, obviously, she's just come back from the neck injury. She's been out for a year. Then she took the blow to the back from Sasha Banks. And apparently, she hasn't said anything. WWE haven't said anything. But apparently, the WWE doctors, because of the neck injury, much like Edge, aren't going to clear her. So obviously, no one knows until she says something. But unfortunately, it looks like her wrestling career is currently over, at least in the WWE.
She seemed in a decent mood on Raw, though.
Well, I don't think it's official yet. They haven't, you know, they're saying we can't clear you at the moment, but you know.
So it might be one of those things where they make a delay for a whole year and then
I think it'll work.
Possibly, yeah.
Retire.
You think it'll work? What, come back? But she's off all the stuff for Raw Rumble, isn't she?
And she says she's not in the Rumble.
She's not in the promo anymore.
It's not a work.
Oh, wow.
She was seriously hurt.
She was my pick for the Rumble winner.
She probably was going to win it.
You think so?
Probably. Or Ronda Rousey, hopefully. That's my pet. That's my bet.
Ronda Rousey's not.
Ronda Rousey, Dolph Ziggler. I get a grand 600. Come on.
Ronda Rousey's not going to win the
Rumble. Ronda Rousey, Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler's not going to win the Rumble.
Dolph Ziggler's definitely going to win the Rumble. Dolph Ziggler's going to win.
I know. We should change our bet right now.
Why?
You don't think Dolph Ziggler's going to win?
No.
Do you think Dolph Ziggler's going to be in it?
No.
Hell yes, he is.
What?
Hell yes, he is, Tay.
No.
Tay, get out.
No.
Tay, your negative energy hurts my soul.
He's going to have a US match. He's going to have a US match.
No.
What, so they're going to continue Ziggler, Bobby Roode, Dolph Ziggler?
No.
Yeah.
Ziggler and Roode may happen down the line.
No, why? We've already
Ziggler
done this.
Ziggler will appear at the Rumble.
All right, we'll see.
He will. I'm guarantee it.
I think whatever. I mean, if Paige's wrestling career is over, she can do a Corey Graves. She's got a good personality. She's got lots of following on the soch.
Tay's probably right, you know that, yeah.
That is, we're going to get no Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Tate's probably right.
Okay, if he's not going to be at Royal Rumble, will he be at WrestleMania?
No.
Yeah. He will be at WrestleMania.
So what was
No. I'm saying Tate might be right in the fact that he might come back at Rumble against Roode.
Nah.
He might.
If they do that, that's a waste. Of
I think so too. This is a great opportunity to put him in a Rumble right now and win
and
it.
Win it.
That'd be amazing.
Anyway,
yeah, go on.
Big signing.
What else is there? Okay, so we got the Roman Reigns story, which a guy called Richard Rodriguez. That's why this sounds a bit horseshit to me. He's posted a YouTube video from jail, which I think we have to put there, from jail. But he says that he has supplied steroids to lots of big names, including Roman Reigns and including Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, apparently.
Why do we believe he's from jail?
No, like as in Marky Mark.
Oh, as in Mark.
Running like the Buddha in Spark, I never seen you in the park.
Right.
You get awards for your bullshit skills, G.
Guys, listen, we have a little studio audience in here. We have some people up in here who are part of the All-Purpose Seasoning podcast.
The what? Say it again, the
all
what?
All-Purpose Seasoning podcast.
Is that a black thing?
It's a black thing. But we have a former guest of the Kick Out podcast show here, Kinetic.
Welcome.
You know, you've been in. You're a massive wrestling fan, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
So thank you for listening. And anything you want to chip away in and you hear, feel free to jump in and say anything you want. Neville, Aaron, you too.
What's up?
Okay.
In between small and large wrestling fans.
Yes.
He's a medium size.
But what to what you just said about the drug dealer from jail.
Yeah. So anyway, so he's come out.
Reigns got suspended for something recently.
That was a year ago.
So why would it be horseshit?
But out since then, he's come out and said he's done 11 drug tests in a year. 11, and he's passed every single one.
And you believe it?
Well, I think, let's face it, everybody took a little bit of steroids at the beginning. You're not telling me The Rock didn't. You're not telling me Cena didn't. And you're not telling me Jinder Mahal didn't go away on a little holiday and then suddenly come back. You know, they take it, wait until it's out your system. Exactly, and then you can pump iron afterwards. But everybody needs a little start.
I'll tell you who didn't take any steroids.
CM Punk. CM Punk. CM Punk. CM Punk.
That's correct. So I think we've got to take that with a pinch of salt. Don't you think? You know, it's from jail.
Yeah, like, why do we believe a guy that's in jail?
Well, WWE has responded. So
you know, all criminals are liars. I'm joking.
Innocent people are in jail.
Yeah.
That's a different podcast. what's the other one? And Jey Uso? Jey Uso was arrested for a DUI, drunk under the influence.
Now, I've met Jey Uso tell under your story. The influence in Brooklyn last year. We shared a lift together. It was late. I was going down.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Wow. I was going down the lift.
Pause. Oh, wow, thank God.
Yeah. Then the doors.
I thought you filleted an Uso.
How did you do that, Uso?
That's some day one-ish. Directly in your mouth.
And the lift's open, and he walked in staggering slowly.
Was that pissed?
He was clearly drunk. Right. And this was like, sup.
Was this the same Uso?
It's the same Uso. 100% the same Uso. How do you know? Because he's got little glints of grey in his hair. Right. And little glints of grey in his beard.
Okay.
And that's how I know.
Interesting. Yeah.
But either way, he's obviously got to cut that shit out. Otherwise, he'll end up in the Uso penitentiary. Yay! Thank you very much. Yay!
Thank you.
I'm here all week trying the veal.
Blue.
I've been sitting on that for days.
But the fact is,
I don't think he was on SmackDown though, wasn't he? So I don't think it's going to affect his career that much. But I would say American Beater have now got a better chance of winning at Royal Rumble, haven't they?
I think the plan was for them to win at Rumble anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so.
I think it'll make sense. Give them a little push. And wouldn't that be cool if both American Alpha both had the tag team belts at the same time, but on different brands? Yeah. That'd be a nice little touch.
Let's have the Usos on Raw as well, man.
Yeah, that has to happen. Yeah. Hopefully after Mania.
That'll be good.
Let me know.
What else we got? I know this is probably old news, but Samoa Joe is injured again, which concerns me slightly because obviously when you keep getting injuries, despite what Vince and WWE say, it does affect your career.
So that's why he wasn't on Raw this week.
That's correct. Samoa Joe is injured, yeah.
And he's out of the Rumble, right?
That's correct.
Don't tell me.
No.
Apparently so.
That's a damn shame. That's why
you wrestle for 10, 15 years on the indies when you get your spotlight. Your body's busted.
It's a bad injury.
I don't know, actually, but enough to keep... I think, what do they say? I don't know, a couple of months or something?
That's devastating.
Yeah.
I love that guy, man.
Same with Paige, though. Paige started wrestling at 12.
And you know what?
Like you say, there's a bump clock, isn't there? Yeah.
If Joe...
They're not gonna push him again.
He would have had a good showing at the Rumble, too.
He definitely would have. They would have booked him strong. He would have been last four. And also, if Joe doesn't get another Mania... Remember, he was in a Mania last year.
Oh, because he debuted the day after.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not gonna push him again. I just want everybody to know that.
Because I think the plan was supposed to be Joe Cena for Mania.
Yeah, that's true. But now it's looking like Cena.
Undertaker.
No. I thought
Elias
as well. Maybe.
Excuse me.
Elias started making really? Comments about Cena on Raw, didn't he?
They've already had a match though.
I know.
Elias Cena.
I think they
WrestleMania.
I don't know. Or the build up too.
Listen to yourself.
Okay, I will. Oh, there. That sounded wrong.
Yeah.
I'd rather see that than Cena Taker though. I'll be honest with you.
Can I chime in here?
I don't want Taker. No more.
He doesn't need to.
It's done.
I love him so much.
He needs to stay retired.
Let's talk about.
I thought we had
stay retired.
It's done.
I wrote a piece about it. It's a good thing I didn't put it out. I saved it.
So let's talk about this. So Raw 25 is next week.
Yeah.
Undertaker's going to be there.
Yep.
Right.
He's going to retire, I'm assuming, on Raw, but then Cena the music might hit.
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Have you heard the...
The build-up, it's logical that he's an ongoing rescue piece and Cena's like, no, you ain't beat me yet.
That wouldn't hurt, would it?
I'll be honest, that would excite me a little bit, just the build-up. But the match will be horrible.
Taker can't move no more, man.
Weird thing is, have you heard Jericho is scheduled for the 25th anniversary, which I thought is weird news, considering he's signed with NJP still. Mm. Talking to which, that guy on Twitter completely called us out, didn't he? Saying that we didn't know much about NJP. And I'm like, you're fucking right, we don't. I do apologise. So to you, sir, I will say this. I have a dog, and I have a job, and I have a girlfriend. I don't have enough fucking time, mate.
That's hard.
what he said.
Yeah. Flu, let's go. Let's talk about it. Four new signings in WWE. Go for
so we've got War Machine. Mm-hmm. We've got Ricochet. Mm-hmm. We've got Candice LeRae. Sorry. Thank you. Yes. Is that the four, or is there a four?
And who said Ricochet was going to sign in January?
Yes, you did. Also, have you noticed that EC3 has cancelled his house show that is on the night of the Royal Rumble, and last night he was seen at the NXT Performance Center. Yeah, but I was thinking,
and Lashley as well.
If Ethan Carter comes out of the Royal Rumble, there's going to be crickets in there. He's not going to get an AJ pop, is he? No,
Lashley will get a pop though.
Lashley will get a massive. But what are they going to do with EC3 unless? What's his mum called? The TNA lady.
Unless Dixie comes out
and presents him, he'd get a little bit of a pop, but I'm a little bit...
They should probably get them together. That'd be good.
They're working with her at the moment, aren't they?
She'd be his valet.
Yeah, because she's not part of TNA anymore.
That'd be good.
That'd be good. Get her as an on-screen personality.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Talking of TNA, this is quite depressing. Rey Mysterio's in talks with them.
With TNA?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? What is going on with TNA? Because they had Global Force Wrestling, then there was Impact. Like, I haven't watched it since what?
They're skint again. Yeah, a lot of them have left, and now Cyrus, the guy
who used to... Cyrus from ECW.
Yes, there you go. He's now the booker and stuff.
Is Abyss still over there?
Yeah. Abyss will always be there.
I love that dude.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Mm-hmm. They never got Abyss Taker.
They were going to do that in 06. Yeah, that was the plan, didn't it? Abyss Taker 07, I think. Yeah. That was the plan. Oh, you're a G.
Skillet, I know you're a Johnston guy.
There was no editing.
No, but he's broken his silence, and it was not an amicable end. And apparently, he felt let down by a couple of people. So I'm like, do you think the CFOs stabbed him in the back or something, making up random rumors?
I don't understand why he would like. Okay, he probably wasn't. He probably didn't want to leave the company that he's been with so many years. I understand that, but they've done good by him. He's a rich man under WWE.
He's a multi-millionaire.
We don't know that.
And they gave him the film contract. So he hasn't done a theme song for wrestling in like 4 years, bro.
Oh, he hasn't?
He hasn't done a theme song. The last theme song he's probably done was...
Yeah, but again...
Yeah,
but is that his choice, though? Or is he submitting things?
No, but Vince said, listen, you're not going to be part of this anymore. You're going to be part of the film stuff, right. WWE films. And now they're like, well, we've got nothing for you now. Right.
But he came out and
said... you've had like 25-year plus career. Like, you're a millionaire. Yes, of course he is.
How do you know?
Royalty money.
He's a lot of assuming.
He's a millionaire, bro.
He's a millionaire.
I think with the royalties, remember,
he's a millionaire.
What he signed, if they're playing his stuff all over the world, like...
Bro, he's a millionaire. There's no way Jim Johnson's not a millionaire. No way.
But I hear MOP got six figures for the John Cena track.
Google is our friend. Someone Google.
Jim Johnson's net worth.
But he said back in his day, he used to make the music for the wrestler, so it represented them. He said the problem is with today's product, which you can understand with Glorious and Nakamura, he says it's wonderful pieces of music, but it doesn't necessarily... It's wrestlers coming into good music rather than
his last theme
music.
Was the New Day theme. That's Jim Johnson's last theme.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And do you agree with that, Skills?
What did you say?
You weren't listening, were you? I caught you out.
Say it again.
he came out and said... He said in the olden days they came out to wrestling music, which represented the wrestlers.
Yes.
Nowadays he says they come out to great pieces of music.
I agree, but not necessarily wrestling music. Because when his day, he tailored made the song for that wrestler.
Because they all went dum 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 every single one.
Like, you telling me Randy Orton's "I Hear Voices" was tailor made? No. You telling me Randy? You know what I mean? All that stuff was just made. Just make a song. Just give it. Oh, let's get a song to him. That the CM Punk theme was originally for Randy Orton.
That's Kill Switch.
Not the cult personality.
Living Colour.
To go for that one.
Yeah.
But the Kill Switch one, that was originally for Randy Orton.
Is that not just because of the business of like wrestling now? Because now you've got all the video games. You've got like, I swear the Attitude Era, they were bringing out like CD soundtracks and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So you can't have those old, repetitive things now, which is a shame. But
exactly.
But I don't think the old ones are that you had some standouts.
Amazing ones.
For me, the best one is Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
That just sounded like perfection, pun intended.
But even with that, though, that's based off a film, isn't it?
Is it?
That theme, yeah. That's not an original piece. So Jim Johnson, he sampled the theme of a film. I can't remember which film it was. And then he just kind of chopped it up a bit differently.
Legion of Doom was based on Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like the Mankind theme, the slow one.
Crazy.
The slow one.
That was crazy.
That's a famous composer from back in the day.
composer from back then.
Synonymous with the wrestler, so he did a good job, man.
Like his music sold like 5.9 million units and stuff like that. There's no way he's not a millionaire.
He'll definitely be a millionaire.
So you can find his network.
No, there's no information on there. There's no information on there. In fact, when you write Jim Johnson in Google, there's a thing saying who? Question mark.
Which is another point he made. He says because he's got no royalties and because he's not out there and he doesn't get a producer title, he said he's starting his music career like now at the age of 50.
Whose fault is that? Jim Johnson's.
Goldberg in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Well
deserved.
Who's next?
Well deserved. And we all knew that was happening.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's the only reason why.
But we were thinking about going to WrestleMania. He's the headliner for Hall of Fame. That does not fill me with
There'll
glee.
Be someone more exciting.
No, he's the main. I think so. He's the main headliner.
Well, apparently Dudley's, Bischoff, Bam Bam.
And Ivory. Bam
Bam. And Ivory.
And Ivory as well.
Yeah.
Bam Bam, that's good.
Dudley's as well.
I was hoping for Vader.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why are
Vader
they holding
should be
back?
Getting it soon because apparently he's on his last legs.
Yeah, why are they holding back on that?
When he dies, when they know they can give it to him now.
Yeah, that's really bad. And he was in the Hall of Fame recently inducting Stan Hansen, right? Yeah. He's the one that inducted Stan Hansen.
Who do you think should induct Goldberg?
They're talking Bischoff.
Makes sense.
But some people are saying Nash because he was the one that ended the streak and whatnot.
Not Nash.
But they can't do it because people are saying they can't do DDP again.
Not DDP.
Yeah, exactly. But
maybe Bischoff's a good shout.
And the way the streak ended.
Gilbert. Yeah. Gilbert.
No Gilbert.
I think Bischoff should do it.
Yeah, maybe Bischoff. Bischoff made him a star.
It's one of the few things he got right.
Brett.
The two things.
We should get Brett to do it.
Brett Hart. Brett, can you imagine Brett Hart? He ended my career. I just want to say,
I hate Bischoff. I hate Goldberg. I hate everybody.
I just want to say, thank you for having me here, WWE. And I just wanted to say that he ended my career. And that's it. And your 2018 Hall of Famer is Bill Goldberg. End of my career. As the music goes up, Brett's still saying it in the mic. End of my career.
And he just gets taken off by Kane.
Yeah. As Goldberg making a speech. Well, man, thanks guys. You're in my career.
He was a nice guy. He just kicked me in my head.
Yeah. It's funny. And Brett likes to always tell people that he's never injured anybody as well.
Yeah. I love Brett though. I love him.
I mean, we do love.
Don't let his whiny ways.
He's bitter.
The greatest of all time.
I have no Brett Hart slander.
He's bitter. He is a bitter guy though.
He is bitter. But he's been through a lot.
Any more outside news?
There's loads, isn't there? Well, okay, yes. Apparently, the Revival. This might be shenanigans and stuff, but they did their little interview on Raw.
Yeah.
Word is that you'd think that would be scripted, surely.
It wasn't.
But word is, when they said that they were wrestlers, not sports entertainers, apparently Vince is legitimately pissed.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be jobbing next week to all the old timers, aren't they? Aren't they? They're going to do an ascension.
They might go for a table.
That might be speculation. That might be balderdash because I just don't see them, after a year, coming out and saying something like that, which they know is going to piss off Vince. I think that's horseshit and shenanigans.
Shall we predict things that will happen during Raw 25 on Monday?
Let Tay start it off.
Well, yeah, give me one prediction.
Dudley's are going to put someone through a table.
I say the Revival.
Yeah.
You said Dudley's.
I think the Revival are going through a table.
Or the Revival put the Dudley's through a table.
No.
Okay. No, you're right.
Sean is not going to super kick anybody, by the way.
No.
Why is that?
I don't think he can do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he can.
He can. He can still do a switch in.
If he can, then he's going to. I don't think he will.
Nash is out. He said he can't fly with his bad knee. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you all looking at me like that?
He can't fly.
He can't fly.
Knee.
Yeah, he can't fly in a plane. I didn't think I had to define that. No, he's got a really bad knee injury, isn't he? And he's recovering from it. And apparently he can't fly in a plane with his big, long legs.
Kevin Nash's injury has just been bad knee after bad knee after bad knee.
He's a big old fella.
Bad knee injury. And he's in some weird Sky program at the moment.
Yeah, with Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell's in
it? Yeah.
Interesting. Any more predictions for Raw 25?
Obviously the Taker retirement speech. Maybe Cena interrupts. Maybe it won't be Cena. Maybe it'll be another ruse and it'll be someone else. I don't know.
I would like to put money on CM Punk turning up.
Absolutely. Stop it, man.
Please.
He's never
going to
return.
Don't become those guys.
He's not coming back.
Yeah.
Don't become those
guys.
He's
not coming
back. It's never happening.
And if he does, he's coming back for multi-millions of pounds, one match, one night. But that's not happening either.
And if he does come back, it's probably Hall of Fame.
Why? But the things we don't know, they want us to believe that.
Bruv, he's the modern day Bret Hart, bruv. He ain't going back there.
ever.
Yeah, in terms of how the despise and stuff, all that bad hatred.
To be
shit.
Fair though, they were saying in 2010, 2011, Goldberg, no way he's getting in the Hall of Fame. He's shit.
Who said that?
Triple H.
Nah, you can't.
Ultimate Warrior.
You can't shit what Goldberg did.
Bruno Sammartino, if he can come back.
That's different though. It's totally different.
I think when they get older, they start.
And hold on. And wait a minute. And how long did he come back?
What do you mean?
How long did it take for Bruno to come back?
Like 30 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when he came back, what happened? Hall of Fame. That's my whole point. If Punk comes back, it'll be Hall of Fame. He ain't going to come back as an in-ring wrestler.
Omega has signed a new deal, so he's definitely not going to turn up at the Royal Rumble or the 25th anniversary.
Tay thought he would.
I didn't say I thought he
would. Oh my God, guys. I think Omega's going to show up.
I know it would be great if he did, but I said that I had speculation that he would show up, but I was 99.4% sure that he weren't going to do it.
Yeah. Another great podcaster, Conrad Thompson, is marrying Ric Flair's daughter.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. It was, yeah.
Congrats to Conrad.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't even know he was with Ric Flair's daughter. That's mad.
Other daughter, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, not Charlotte.
We know about one daughter.
Yeah, not Charlotte. Okay, not Charlotte. Cool. Yeah. The one before David or after David. The one after David.
Not a clue. I don't know that much because I'm not a stalker. Oh.
So Ashley is Charlotte, right?
Yeah. Ashley Charlotte, yeah.
We didn't do a show last week, did we, guys? Explain yourselves. Why didn't we? What happened?
Is this my fault?
I'm just going to look at you.
I think we just had a busy week. Did we miss anything? Though?
Nothing happened.
I think it's been quite a shit 2 weeks for it in ring. I missed Raw, though. I really want you guys to tell me what happened during Raw, because I didn't even see this revival promo that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing a lot of things about this Braun Strowman.
It wasn't for us, man. It was for the kiddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Go on.
No, you go, man.
As you know, last week he found a rocket launcher backstage with a hook on it.
Okay.
And he pulled down the thing. Yeah. So this week Kurt Angle came out and just fired him. He chucked a Benny, ran around the building, put Kurt Hawkins through a table, pushed over a truck, which looked fake and horseshit. Yeah. Picked up a piece of chocolate cake and ate it.
Yeah.
Walked around and then Stephanie phoned up and went, "No, you got your job back," and that was it. It was absolute clown shoes.
Yeah.
If I hear anyone say "Monster Among Men" or "Glorious" or "It's true, it's damn true," I'm gonna shit my spleen. Sick of it. Oh, what's this other catchphrase I'm loving? "You're gonna get these hands." Yeah. All right, mate. I think we're going back to the Uso Penitentiary there. He just came up to you. "Hey, you! You shut your face or you're going to get my hands!"
You know, he's a big hip-hop fan, you know that?
Who, Braun?
What does that mean?
Really?
Yeah, he's a big hip-hop fan.
What does that connect to?
You
someone
don't get these hands, you don't get this work.
Yeah, it's still not good, though.
Yeah, it sounds like he wants to give me a monster hand job.
I don't even want to think about that.
A monster hand job amongst hand jobs? I don't know. No. Move on, quickly.
And he also beat up Michael Cole, right?
Well, that's what I was talking about. I made this great joke at the beginning. Didn't get a laugh because you didn't even watch Raw.
I laughed.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the pity laugh.
Booker T was actually giving some jibes to Corey Graves.
He said something so hilarious on Raw. I was dying for ages. He was talking about the match with Sasha Banks and Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, "We haven't had anyone coming from the MMA world like this since Ken Shamrock." And they were like, Brock Lesnar.
You know the champion?
Yeah, Booker T's mad. He doesn't help himself. But he did say stuff like, yeah, and she's ready for a fight. Hey, Corey, you've never been in a fight before, have you?
Obviously not knowing about his early NXT career. Yeah. Yeah, and Corey Graves is like, "No, I've been quite a few."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What else was on Raw?
Oh, Curb Stomp's back, baby.
Oh, man.
I saw that.
That got a pop, didn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't get the ending, though.
That was weird.
He proper sold it, though. Good
like,
for Finn Balor.
Yeah, Finn sold it. Like,
it's
he
called
was,
the
like,
Blackout
like, a concussion
now,
and everything.
Yeah.
With Blackout, anyway. It was Blackout before.
But for me, and I don't know what you gentlemen think about this, for me, with Seth Rollins, he's been lukewarm for ages. For me, the Curb Stomp is important to Seth Rollins as the stunner to Austin, the DDT to Jake.
I'd agree.
Do you know what I mean? The super kick to Shawn Michaels. I think without the Curb Stomp, he was missing something. Your thoughts,
Jeff? No, I totally agree with that. I think obviously when they replaced it with the pedigree, and then after that it was
that knee thing.
It was the knee. Omega.
It wasn't.
But that knee thing was Omega.
It doesn't look.
When Omega does it, you get that snap.
When Omega does it, it's amazing.
Seth, it didn't really.
Yeah, exactly.
It had no impact on me.
Exactly.
You need to convincingly be able to pin someone and know you're gonna get.
Yeah,
that's right. And when he did a curb stomp, he looked fantastic.
Yeah.
I guess it just who you do it on. And by the way, it was called the Blackout Ring of Honor days. Mm. That's why they call it the Blackout.
But Finn Balor sold it like a champ.
Yeah, he did.
It's one of my favorite moves without question.
It was amazing. But I just didn't get why it took so long to go off air afterwards. Because Finn was just like standing around looking dazed. And then
I think he was selling it.
I know he was.
They were saying the moves back. Sell it.
But it was like for like a minute or so.
Yeah.
Sell it for 30 seconds and cut off.
Well, maybe they just ended the match early as well.
It's like I thought something was going to happen.
Well, you know that Jason Jordan's injured.
Yes,
did you know that?
Yeah,
so
no way.
Yeah, do you think it was just like, look, Dean's injured. Now Jason's injured. Please give me the curb stomp back. Do you know what I mean? Because I've got nothing.
Is that a bad injury?
Yeah, apparently, which is going to keep him out. So he can still do stuff, but he can't wrestle.
This sucks, man.
Yeah, everything's been hurt, man.
Like, this is like the best time of his career.
Yeah, but look how many fucking shows they do every week.
And he's like doing long matches as well. Yeah, him himself. Like, he's been doing some really good work. That's a shame, man.
Yeah.
Is he out for Mania? I'm not Mania, sorry, Royal Rumble.
Maybe. Most likely.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Anything else during Raw?
Hang on a second. I'm just looking at my extensive notes. Oh, yeah, guys. It was Martin Luther King Day. How the white guy brings it up. What is wrong with all of you? All of you are a disgrace. And Titus O'Neil got a win, you racists.
Titus O'Neil got a win. What is it? It's Memorial Day. You know what day is it today? It's Memorial Day.
Titus and Apollo got a win.
Over who?
The bar.
I swear Martin Luther
the
King.
Bar?
The bar?
Yeah, they did, yeah. Martin Luther King is the only black guy Vince really loved.
He was the only one who'd ever get
never
the belt.
Do a Malcolm X day, would he?
What is your opinion, actually, people, about them using that on their show? Is it me or is it a little bit... it's great, but is it me or is there something slightly...
How did they use it?
Well, Vince tweeted saying he's my favourite person ever. And then they did a video package, which was great. But it was kind of like, are they? What's that got to do with wrestling? Me, I don't know.
Me,
talk to me.
For me, the way I see it is like, you got to remember, like, wrestling's been going on since the 1800s or whatnot. First black world champion, I mean, in my lifetime, was Ron Simmons.
The man.
92.
Was that under a
WWE
company?
No, but what I'm trying to say, that was only 25 years ago. Mm. So when you think about how long wrestling's been going on, and also you've got this thing about, you know, diversity and stuff, and it's important that wrestling kind of touches on important dates and events. And it's not just WWE, like throughout America, because my man lives in New York. He's saying all companies, you know, they get a day off. It's like...
It's a national holiday.
It's a national holiday.
It's probably bigger than that.
And it's a big deal. And, you know, a lot of the wrestling audience, I mean, you know, you've got black wrestling fans, and it's important that, you know, they're recognised.
Yeah, but I think it's a bit of a marketing thing, though.
It is, but then on the flip side of things, all the stereotypes, and on the flip side of things, that you've got Crime Time. And
that's back in the day. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, but can you imagine, if Martin Luther King came in the WWE, I've got an idea for you. I want you to dance.
But to be fair, you know what? I had a thought about that. A lot of gimmicks people are dancing are their own gimmicks. It's not gimmicks that WWE are giving them.
Mm-hmm.
So Rich Swann was dancing before he came to got signed by the WWE. Mm-hmm. Street Profits are doing their own thing. No, I'm talking about today, wrestling today.
It was a discussion we had a couple of weeks ago.
Street Profits doing their own thing. New Day, that was their own thing.
Naomi was a
you know what I mean? Naomi's doing her own thing. So these black wrestlers are choosing to do these things. These are not gimmicks that they were given to like it was back in the day.
Are they choosing because they feel that's what's going to get them?
No, not at all. I think they're just being themselves.
Interesting.
Remember, New Day had to do something. They had to do. New Day was put together.
I hated them.
And Vince wanted to be a gospel thing. Vince wanted to be a gospel. But then New Day took the power themselves and made something out of themselves.
Yeah, and that's
so that's them. That's Street Profits are doing them. Rich Swann, before he beat up his wife, was doing him. You know,
wow.
It's part of it.
Yeah, wow. He did her.
He didn't beat up his wife, by the way.
He's gone now, though, right?
Most likely.
If he gets found guilty, then he will.
Yeah, most likely. I think they're still together. I think they have a very turbulent relationship. They just always fight. It's one of those ones.
Well, it's not really why it's the fight with the wrestler, though, isn't it? She's brave.
She's a wrestler too, fam.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
So sexist.
You're fine over steroids. I was joking. Anything else from Raw?
Well, there was the terrible bit when he pushed over the truck, which was terrible. Enzo Amore.
Yes, Enzo.
Living the promo. What else is there? I think that's it, isn't it?
Biggest Enzo Mark.
Oh,
I am as well.
Because he lives the character. It's somebody, and his promos feel a little bit. Have you noticed they're doing this new thing?
Shit,
when they're doing selfies, And they're doing all the interviews with the selfie. Yeah. And it's typical WWE. The selfie thing is because people are real and they're doing their character and they're doing real stuff. And as always, WWE have taken it and ruined it and scripted these terrible selfie things.
Yeah, I know.
And it's it breaks my heart.
Enzo's not as good as he used to be, though.
The Nia Jax.
And Asuka match.
The, awesome. Talk to me about
really
it.
They kept Nia strong because she didn't lose.
Nia didn't lose?
No, she didn't.
Oh.
Fake injury at the end.
For Nia.
Nasty bump as well. Her bum hit the steel steps with some vigour.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a really good match. I think Asuka let her have it quite a lot, though. I don't know how they're going to... I feel like they're going to have a program in WrestleMania. Right. How are they going to get her out of the Royal Rumble? I think they're going to get Asuka out of the Royal Rumble and someone else will win. And that down
yeah,
the
Asuka's
line.
Not winning the Rumble. Yeah. Asuka's not winning the Rumble.
I think Nia Jax is going to take her out before the Royal Rumble.
You know what? I think it could be an outside. After you guys voting Becky Lynch worst wrestler, I think she's in with a shot.
So kick out saves her life, right?
Maybe people listen to the kick out.
That's right. We saved her
life. I think it's an insult if Ronda Rousey wins the first ever.
Excuse me?
Yes.
No, I agree.
1,000,000%.
And I agree. Yes. But why are you going on like that's not going to happen?
No, because...
When has WWE never insulted a fan? Tell me when they've never insulted a fan. You tell me that. How many times did you insult us all the time? Roman Reigns winning the Rumble?
No, that's not as
Randy
bad.
Orton winning the Rumble? Not, insults.
No, do you know
Triple
what?
Triple H
no,
winning the Rumble in 2015? Insults.
There's arguments for those guys. There's an argument for Roman, there's an argument for Randy. You can't have wrestled a match in WWE, then come and win the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. You're insane.
This is
the they can't
you're
do that,
about, bruv.
They can't
Ronda
do that.
Ronda Rousey is a big time player. She is gonna sell tickets.
What kind of reaction?
Think about it.
Yeah,
she's somebody who's box office smash. What's WrestleMania? Box office smash.
Yeah.
She's going to come in, she's going to win that Rumble, and she's going to face Charlotte. End of.
She's not.
End of.
She's not.
How can you not see that?
She's not.
All right.
She can't win that.
Why? Because they took the piss out of the girls in the Money in the Bank already.
Oh, you wait.
So they can't do it twice.
They can't do it twice.
Okay, you wait. You wait.
It's not going to happen.
I've been a wrestling fan all my life, but it's
not
in my heartache. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
She might be in it, but she's not going to win it.
She's going to get this world.
She's definitely not gonna win that title too. She's definitely not gonna win.
All right,
guys, let us know what you think at Kick Out Podcast. But I'll be very upset with them if Ronda Rousey.
Prepare to be upset, my friend. Ronda always disappoints everyway. They do it all the time. What's gonna be different?
I think it'll be bad if she wins, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Exactly, you shouldn't.
Yeah, you gotta think. Yeah, I wouldn't.
The first ever one.
She's gonna come at number 30. Clothesline. Oh my god.
You can't do it for the first one.
You can
see it.
She ain't on top of the UFC career anymore.
Exactly. That's even more reason why to do it. Exactly. That's even more reason why to do it.
They can't do it. They can't do it. She just beat the hardest opponent of her life.
Exactly.
Depression.
Nice.
It's Rousey versus Depression.
WrestleMania. Classic dry foot.
She said she was depressed. So she got beat up and then she fell into depression.
She got knocked out. She fell into depression.
That's what we women
she got
different.
Got knocked into depression.
The amount of times I've been beaten up, never been depressed once. I just took it.
It's different when it's by your parents, I'm sorry. that's just Tuesday.
Yeah, but my house was like UFC on certain days, you know, like, yeah. My dad punched me in the face one time, but that's when I was
good. Right it.
Wow,
whole
another
podcast.
Yes.
Smack of Downiff?
I saw little bits of this.
You want to talk about Smack of Downiff?
I think after SmackDown's been good recently with the tag teams and all the stuff, but I think this week was absolute shite.
Yeah, it's pants, wasn't it?
Yep.
Was the semi-final between...
Semi-final?
It finished.
I know, but was the semi-final between Xavier Woods and Jinder this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
I'm going to put it to you. Was this the worst tournament in WWE history?
Very possibly.
No decent matches. Flat ending. The crowd couldn't care less. Two Jinder matches on one show of SmackDown. Sweet Jesus.
Wrong winner as well.
Do you remember...
Who do you think should have won it?
Do you remember... Jinder should have won it.
Jinder for
Or Xavier.
Nah. Do you know...
I wouldn't have been angry with Xavier.
Nah.
What is wrong with you?
I swear you were saying you wanted Xavier to win like last week.
You was like, you said that.
You guys always make up
you
stuff.
You said that.
You was like, he was the one out of New Day.
Exactly.
You said that. Listen back to the last podcast.
I said that he's the one they're going to want to push
down the line.
Yeah,
I didn't say he's going to win it now.
I think a US title wouldn't push him.
Not now. He's the one that got the money on down the line. That's what I said, because everybody was saying Big E. I said, no, Xavier's the one they're looking at. But Jinder, I thought Jinder was going to win the tournament. And he should have.
Yeah, yeah,
he should have. He should have.
Yeah. And Jinder was actually quite good this week.
Or do you think they'll have a rematch at Royal Rumble pre-show and Jinder will get it? It's a pre-show match.
And Riddle will retain.
What? But just boring matches though this week.
Boring match.
It's they were really long. That's why. I saw there's only four matches on SmackDown.
Fairly dull. Mediocre. He is so mediocre.
He's 40 years old. He's 40 years old.
Me, but Triple H likes him. Mediocre.
Until the end.
What's up with Daniel Bryan's new personality? The guy goes, oh, what are you going to do? Make it a triple threat match? I'm going to make it a triple threat match. What? Oh, you know what? We should have the match this week for the US title. You know what? We're going to have the match for the US title. Yes! Yeah, he's sounding as though a little bit retarded, isn't he? Bless him. With the great, not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with being retarded and saying yes over and over again. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There isn't anything wrong with that. But I agree.
Oh, please, you're kidding me.
So do we need to ring the bell for Jinder?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Because he had a strong show in this.
What's
week.
Next?
I think Jinder was actually the best performer in that whole tournament.
But they don't care about him. They're not. Nah, they haven't got no faith in him.
They want to push Rude, innit? Their money's on Rude.
So why don't they
Triple H and Vince was on something recently and Bobby Rude was brought up and they were salivating. They're excited about Rude, so.
Okay.
They love Rude.
So what's next for Jinder, in your opinion?
I think a move to Raw again. Yeah. Freshen it up. Go to Raw. Yeah.
To feud with who, though?
Any American. Because it's still racist.
Jinder probably will show up at Raw 25. I wouldn't be surprised.
But all of them is going to be.
Jinder might even face Undertaker. Oh my lord!
No.
Undertaker shows up at Raw 25 and he's not interrupted by Cena. No. He's interrupted by Jinder Mahal because Vince still wants Jinder to succeed.
And
can you see that?
No.
Can you see that, Kale?
No.
Can you see that?
Unless Undertaker's the American badass. Because that makes sense.
Let's not bring that
up. But that's not going to happen.
That's definitely and then Vince changes Jinder music from from that to remember Muhammad Hassan? Remember that?
He was hard.
Yeah, he was hard.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Skin is not well, you know.
You don't see Jinder interrupting Taker.
Jinder Taker is not happening.
They don't like him as it is. That will really.
Jinder Taker is not going to happen.
And can you imagine how dull that match would be?
Yeah, I don't really want that to happen, really. I'm just joking. Before Taker. The only way that next week.
If they do bring Taker back with John Cena, it's got to be a gimmick. It's got to be a gimmick match, isn't it? You know, gimmicks.
Shut up, Flu.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, everyone.
Bludgeon Brothers, were they on SmackDown this week?
No.
No, they weren't.
Fuck.
It was only four matches. It was the three matches, the US title and the female match.
Well, SmackDown sucked.
Yep, SmackDown was very disappointing this week. tell us about the mixed tag stuff, please, Ace.
So it was one match.
Was it? I heard it was like a house show. So the matches were actually quite entertaining.
So the match comes on after SmackDown. So wait, does that mean 205 doesn't happen anymore?
I'm assuming that's done, you know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So it happened after SmackDown on Facebook. I didn't watch it live. I watched it like the day after. And the match was Natalya and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Finn Balor and Sasha Banks. A couple of nice spots. And Finn Balor and Sasha Banks go to the next round.
How did Nakamura look? Did he look like someone who was...
It's just Nakamura. It's good. You're going to get good bits.
I could have sworn that there's rumblings of him winning the Rumble. I know, it's just...
I read that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I read that.
Spoiler alert.
Well, for like Nakamura AJ for Mania, I think that would be a
which
sick
match.
Which
would be incredible.
What I did like about it, though, this is going to sound really sad, but the best part of the whole mixed match challenge was the promo with The Miz and Asuka. It was really good. I don't know why. So Asuka was talking in Japanese, and Miz, like, their tagline at the end was, because we're Asuka! Or something like that. It was really good.
Yeah, that's it.
It was really good. No, it was Oscar. Anyway, you need to have seen it.
Wow. Sorry. Evidently.
It was very good. So I want them to win it, actually. I'd really like them to win it.
Yeah. It's different styles as well. Clashing.
Yeah.
Can you give us the list of the top?
Right, so,
oh,
yes.
Hang on. I just want to mention one more thing. Skillet. I wanted to say, I do beg your pardon for interrupting. Surely, what we've been moaning about for weeks, you've got the Bullet Club on Raw, along with broken Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. Skillet, your opinion. Surely everything's right in the world. We've got broken Matt Hardy and the Bullet Club. Skillet, your opinion, please.
Was broken Matt on
you know
Raw?
You know the saying, timing is everything. That really applies to this right now. Because if they've done this when they first arrived, I'll be a chuffed little boy. But because they took, a year and a bit for the Battle Club, well, they're called Battle Club, isn't it? Because they can't use Bullet Club, to form, and then took, 8 months for Broken Hardy to happen? Yeah.
You know what will cheer you up, though? I've heard Ricochet's going to 205 Live. Anyway, moving on.
But where's Hideo, Tommy? Guys.
It's a bit dark.
I'm just going to go around the room gently, right? I'm going to ask everybody in the room individually, and I want to hear what the answers are. Ace. Where's Hideo Itami?
At home.
Neville, where's Hideo Itami? Aaron, where's Hideo Itami? Kinetic, where's Hideo Itami?
I reckon he got lost on his way to 205, bro.
Tay.
Nah, he's got fired, man. He's gone.
Flu.
Wow.
Where's Hideo Itami?
It's God knows.
Where's Hideo Itami?
I don't know.
Where's Hideo Itami? Where's Hideo Itami? Where's Hideo Itami?
His career is...
Where's Hideo Itami? Where's Hideo Itami?
So sorry, Ace, go ahead with the Raw top thingies. Go.
So as we get ready for Raw 25 on Monday, which I'm very much looking forward to, if I'm honest. Right,
chloroform.
New. He's gonna debut next week. It's gonna happen.
Okay.
And he's gonna change the music. All right.
There was a show on the WWE Network that was running down the top 25. Moments on Raw ever. It was really funny, actually. There's some funny bits in between.
I'll check it out.
So yeah, go check it out. I wasn't necessarily ecstatic with the top 25, but there were some awesome moments in it. So we're going to run down this top 25 right now and let me know if you think these moments should have been higher or lower.
Would it be long to play each segment?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Super long. All right. So number 25 was the Dudley Boys putting Mae Young through a table.
Agreed.
Okay, now I have to admit, I love this.
It was
this good. Was amazing.
Because you didn't think they were going to actually do it.
No. And Mae Young took a good bump, man. She was in her 70s?
When they showed it back, yeah, she really takes the full impact.
Incredible. Did you notice, though, the thing that made me comfortable at the end is she does the old squeeze of the wrist to say that I'm okay.
Yeah.
Which is not, because I was like, that's an 85-year-old woman getting put for it.
Back then, how old were you when that happened?
I would have been 18, 19, and I was aware of squeezy wrist. Yeah. I've always been aware of squeezy wrist.
So that was what? That was 99?
Yep.
No, it was 2000.
This was 2000. Yeah.
Well, 2000.
Well, so this is the third, March of the 13th, 2000.
14. Oh, 2000? Oh, yeah. I was 20 then.
Yeah, I would have been 14. And I remember jumping up and down when that happened.
You liked it?
I loved it. I and then what I loved about it was when Bobby Ray just...
That's the face. The face, yeah.
Stayed there.
Just goes into that trance. It was a good moment. Great moment.
That was an amazing moment.
Number 24 was the 1-2-3 Kid beating Razor Ramon.
That should be actually higher. That should be top 10.
Because you know what?
So unexpected.
It was unexpected. And it also, that drew a big rating.
Yeah.
For its time, that was a massive rating boost because no one expected that to happen.
I remember when that happened.
The beautiful moonsault by 1-2-3 Kid pinning Razor, and Razor basically made a star that night of X-Pac, didn't he?
Definitely.
Made him a star.
And the same episode, Jannetty versus Mike. That's his classic episode.
That's how you put somebody over.
Number 23, when Vince McMahon hired Eric Bischoff to be the general manager of Monday Night Raw. They've been beefing for years upon years.
I was in Trinidad.
They came together.
I remember where I was when that actually happened.
Amazing.
I was in Trinidad in 2002. And I remember watching at my cousins, and I was so shocked to see Eric Bischoff walk out. Because back then I didn't even know there was rumors. I didn't even hear any rumors that he was signed. It wasn't really internet like that.
We weren't really like.
Yeah, I guess we weren't really internet.
It wasn't stupid podcast with a bunch of marks in a small room in the middle of London. Losers, you stupid Mark podcast marks.
Number 22 is when Shane O'Mac buys WCW from under the nose of his dad, Vince McMahon.
I was disappointed by that.
What, you didn't like that moment?
I was disappointed.
That was really good.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, it was just one of those moments where, yes, it's iconic. The telecast is iconic.
Yeah.
And it was brilliantly done. I can't even knock how it was done. But Shane McMahon buying WCW, I was just like, oh, I really wish that was Bischoff.
What do you mean?
I wish they hired Bischoff then.
yeah,
and gave him that job.
I would
but
say
he wouldn't have been on TV on WWE TV. It wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't
he'd
have made
had
sense.
Been on for a year, had he? But and what I'd say on that is that it's an iconic moment in wrestling, not an iconic moment in wrestling television.
Yeah.
Okay. Change the business.
No, well, I guess it does apply for wrestling television.
So yeah. we would have that wouldn't have been in the top 25.
That was sad.
I think it deserves to be there.
Iron Mike Tyson.
No, this.
This is top 10.
This is top 4. Yeah. This is top 4.
Iron Mike Tyson.
This is probably number 1.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
This is 21. You ruined it. You ruined it, damn it.
And he throws that punch. Jesus, man.
You ruined it. Oh,
God.
You ruined it.
Vince genuinely looked pissed though. Yeah. Like Vince this is great.
Iconic.
This
was that's
iconic.
When wrestling was magic. And even the next week was Shawn Michaels as well. I had goosebumps. It was incredible television.
Whoever put that 21, shame on you. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mike Tyson, that should be number one.
This is voted for by the fans.
Oh, I guess these fans, the fans are voting now. Are really young, aren't they?
Number 20 is the. I don't know. I never understand why people love this.
Most
segment.
Dude, I was about to say most overrated segment.
It.
Of all time.
Rock, this is your life.
I know.
Most overrated. If you try and watch it back now, it's
funny.
So dull.
It's not funny, is it? It was just long. It was quite stupid.
It was good for its time.
No.
But apparently, again, it was.
It made the Rock a star, though.
Highest
it made the Rock
rated segment in wrestling history.
How?
It's Rock, this is your life.
Yeah.
Highest rated segment.
Don't get it. I don't think that should be.
That got 7 million views or something like that. 8 million views.
Number 19, the Triple H marries Stephanie McMahon.
Awesome television. Awesome.
Was the word iconic
used
in this list?
Yeah.
And that's a fan
favorite.
That was a great moment, though. That
when
was great.
Dad! Oh, I love it, man.
I know what you're wondering, where we consummate the wedding. Dad!
But I'll tell you what, that was the moment as well that made Triple H for me.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to the bad boy heel. Bad boy heel.
It's slightly illegal, but hey, it is weird.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it is rape.
It is a bit Bill Cosby.
Hey, man, but you know, when it happens in real life, it happens in real life.
Oh, wow. Hey,
we're going to take that out.
Yeah, explain yourself, Skillet. Explain yourself. Little cup of coffee in the smorter.
Number 18, from last year, great segment, the Festival of Friendship.
Yeah,
amazing.
Very good.
Fantastic. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
that was
good.
You know what? That was a Monday Night Great.
I feel like we had a whole episode about how good that was. Very, very good.
Jericho Owens. That whole build-up, actually. Man. That whole build-up was genius.
And I, you know, I forgot how much I liked it until I watched it back and he was just like, hey, where's my name on this list?
Yeah, I mean, and the way the crowd went, oh, dropped. The penny dropped at everybody. It was amazing.
Number 17 was the Edge retirement.
Nope, sorry.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute.
Skillet, chill out. What?
Edge's retirement.
Yeah.
Is Daniel Bryan's retirement in this?
Ooh.
Fuck out. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't think it was the top 25. It's in our top 100.
That's a joke.
Was Daniel Bryan's retirement
Daniel
on
Bryan's
Raw?
Retirement.
Yeah. Not SmackDown.
Daniel Bryan's retirement was actually emotional.
This was emotional.
Oh, no, they were both emotional, man.
No, this was emotional. When's the last time you watched this?
I've seen it recently.
That was the day after WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah. And he beat
was that more emotional than Daniel Bryan?
For me, yes.
This was emotional.
You get out of
here. I've got a great...
Do you know why Edge's was more emotional? Because we didn't know it was happening. No one knew. And it was like on the day we found out.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan kept getting injured. We kept hearing things that it might happen. Edge's came out of nowhere. He just won at WrestleMania. There's no way we thought he was going to retire the next day.
I did prefer the SmackDown segment on the next night, though, when all his mates came out. But not relevant, but just me talking.
So, anyway, it was a touching segment, touching moment with Edge.
This one confused me a little bit.
No, I didn't.
No, it's a good moment, man.
It's a good moment, but it shouldn't be top 25.
Agreed.
The silent kind of match signing between Triple H and The Undertaker. No words were said.
Yep.
Undertaker came out to the ring. His music hits. Triple H comes out. They both look at each other, then look at the WrestleMania sign. Undertaker gives him the death throat cut thing. Triple H gives him the DX chop. Matches it. And crowd went mad.
I think it was also because they were like, really? Miz versus Cena is the main event? We need something to save this Mania, and that saved that Mania.
Is that the one where they had the Hell in a Cell match?
No, this was the first one, which was their better match for me.
They've done WrestleMania 3 times, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I liked the Hell in a Cell.
The Hell in a Cell was hard.
I thought that match was awesome.
This one was better, though. The first one was better than Hell in
a Cell. You were buster through the table.
You were there live. That's why you're gassed.
That match scarred me, man, because I saw Undertaker couldn't get up. I'm like, this ain't it. Mm. I mean, my mom saw it. She goes, "This ain't Undertaker."
For me, definitely not top 25 though. I don't know what you guys think.
No, it's not.
Number 15, Stone Cold Steve Austin attacks Vince McMahon in the hospital room. Very funny.
Very good moment.
It's when he hits him with the bedpan.
And that's what that was the same when Mr. Socky was formed.
Mr. Socky?
Mr. Socky.
Mr. Socko.
Will O'Spray. Mr. Soke.
It's okay.
Number 14 was the return of Shane O'Mac.
That was a good moment.
It was good.
That was a good moment.
Also, another moment that saved that mania. Because again, it was like just at this Royal Rumble, like going back to the Royal Rumble coming up, something's got to happen at this Royal Rumble. Because at the moment, this WrestleMania is looking so flat.
Yeah.
We need... something like this. We need a Daniel Bryan. We need
something that Daniel Bryan thing ain't happening as well.
Well, we need something big because at the moment this could be the flattest WrestleMania in many moons.
Number 13 was Jeff Hardy with this Swanton bomb onto
a big inflatable.
Was it Randy Orton?
Yeah,
it was Randy Orton.
That
I don't remember.
That's not top 25. And it's obviously awesome because it's so high up. But he jumped onto a big inflatable.
What did he jump off?
The Titantron corner, the metal bit. But
I'd rather put the RKO on Evan Bourne over that.
Which agreed.
I remember there was like a boom drop that was sick from Kofi to Randy, which was like the crowd was going mad. I don't even remember this moment, to be fair. Number 12 was DX invades WCW.
Yeah, that deserves to be there.
Very good.
That was great.
Number 11.
Yes. I love this. Yeah. I loved Brock Lesnar's return.
The return of Brock Lesnar.
I love that.
Now, I was in... Was it Miami this was?
You were there.
I was in Miami. I was actually in the arena when this happened. And it was weird because everybody knew it was going to happen. But it was still gas when it happened. It was like...
Because there was a pause as well,
We
right?
were all chanting like, we want Lesnar. Because apparently he'd been seen in the airport the night before.
Great pop.
Great pop.
Goosebump pop.
But it was wild. It was very good. And you know what? It was, I think everybody... was this what Miami, was it?
It might have been. I think was it was New York.
This was New York.
The night after the Rock match.
Wait, was it?
This was New York.
It was after the Rock. So when
so Rock had lost. Cena beat the Rock.
Cena beat the Rock.
So that was New York then. That wasn't.
No. Cena had just lost to the Rock.
Oh, he lost to the Rock. He did.
Are you sure?
Because that's why I was like, well, if he takes on Lesnar, he's got to win. And I was so surprised when he beat a returning Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because he needed to get his balls back.
So that must have been Miami, innit? Did Rock win at home?
No, you guys are wrong.
What year is that one?
This is 2011, right?
Yeah. But no, this is 2012.
2012.
That's Miami. That's
it was Miami, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So Cena did lose to the Rock.
Yeah. Another good pop, number 10.
Doesn't deserve to be top 10, though.
Definitely not. John Cena joins Monday Night Raw from SmackDown.
Yeah.
Is that what happened here?
Yeah. That's what happened.
It was just the reason it was
on a Jericho.
The reason it was Tom 25 though is because it's a massive pop. It is a great moment, but
dead. I don't think that's top 25. Mankind wins his first WWE championship.
Top five for
number
me.
Nine. Yep.
The pop when Austin comes out is incredible. Probably the best pop of all time.
Incredible.
Number
Backlash
eight.
Austin as well.
Yeah.
It was good. Number eight is Lita versus Trish Stratus Women's Championship.
That should be top 20, not top 10.
Yeah, why is this match so iconic?
Because the main evented Raw.
And everyone was like, fair, it was quite good.
And to be fair, it was actually a bloody good match. And they nearly killed each other.
Lita nearly died.
Lita took that hellacious bump. It was a great match. It was a great match. I just don't think it should be top 10.
I still don't know how she got up off of that suicide.
That was crazy.
It's incredible.
That was crazy.
Absolutely horrible.
Wild. Number seven, amazing moment. Seth Rollins turns on his brother.
Nowhere near the top 25.
You don't think this was good?
It was good.
But any attack, not
top 10.
But I hate instantly. I don't want chair shots to the head, but come up with a different way of attacking. Because when you surprise attack someone and hit them in the stomach and then hit them on the back and then hit them in the stomach and hit them on the back, it ruins it for me. Find something else to do. Just hit them in the back with your head, with your fist or your. You know what I mean? It took the moment away from me. I don't want chair shots to the head. No one does. But come up with something else because the chair shot attack doesn't work anymore because nobody attacks people by hitting them in the stomach first.
And no one
takes a barbed wire baseball bat and then strangles you with it. Can you imagine that in The Walking Dead? If he had them all lined up and then he was like, I choose you, and then he just gave him a shitty strangle, that wouldn't work at all.
You didn't even like the fact that you had no idea that was going
to
happen.
I wasn't expecting it to be Seth.
Okay. Oh, who did you think it would be?
I thought it was going to be Dean.
Before it would be Dean, yeah.
Number six, I think this is bollocks. This was the night after Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker. He comes out to the ring.
That shouldn't be six.
Crowd is going
mad. Good moment, man.
It was a good moment, but not top 25
That's
for
me. That's not 25 at all.
And he tells the crowd that it's my yard now.
Don't agree with that.
I agree it's not top 10. But remember,
it's not top 20 either.
Remember, this is the modern product, sir.
Oh, you're mad.
Nah, I'm not into it. Number five was the first time Stone Cold.
Great moment.
It was a terrible stunner, though.
Yes, it was.
It was the worst.
Like,
it was so bad.
But every time Vince and Austin did something together, it was magic. They couldn't do no wrong.
And Austin got arrested. He's walking up the ramp in the handcuffs. That was really awesome as well. Number four, great moment. Yeah.
This, in my opinion, should be top two.
I love that. That was one of my favorite
Jericho
moments.
debut with The Rock.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I agree with this top four.
Really?
Hold on.
Interesting.
I've noticed there's not much Rock moments in this.
No.
Apart from the This Is Your Life.
Yeah.
Rock's done some epic stuff.
Rock Hill promo when That's Goldberg I mean. Turns That's up. That I mean. Was awesome.
Rock in concert.
Yeah.
How did Rock in concert
they,
know?
Yeah. They did have a Rock in concert. Yeah, the one he did to Vicky Guerrero. It's in the top 25 to 50, I think.
That's even worse. And the original best, his best concert was the Austin one.
No, the one when they're all chanting Goldberg. He's like, don't mention my lawyer, Mildred Goldberg.
And that's how do you know about my lawyer?
That's some different.
Heel Rock was probably some of the best stuff ever.
How do you not have the most electrifying man in the top five? I don't understand it.
But the Jericho pop, when it comes
up to this is amazing.
It's got that original beat.
Listen, this Jericho debut is the best debut ever.
Yeah.
The best debut ever.
He was gassed as well.
Especially for a WCW guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he was proving everybody wrong because everybody knew how big he was. They said he was never used in WCW, and then WWE didn't know what they had with him when they signed him. And
then next week, the funniest moment in wrestling history when he's like, I should be impressed because 2 weeks ago you were down south wrestling someone called Hooventude.
That's amazing.
Very disrespectful. Number three is Occupy Raw with Daniel Bryan. How do you think they did this?
Extras, actors.
They're extras. Very good. Daniel Bryan takes over Raw.
It was a good moment. It was nice.
To get his match at WrestleMania.
I would suggest that was the last truly great moment in wrestling.
But can I tell you something? You know what? That was good, but that was all staged.
Yeah.
The best, in my opinion, the best Daniel Bryan moment. You know what I'm gonna say?
The Wyatt family.
It's when they were in the ring, and Vince was trying to, and Vince had all these like
champions. Oh, and it was wilding out again.
And they were trying to like gas up Cena and Orton, and the crowd.
No,
and then Punk's in the background, and they all have a big fight.
That's when they
really.
That's when it was really when they really had Jack.
You don't remember when he turned on the Wyatt family?
No, I love that. That was amazing.
That was sick. I don't think I've seen a pop like that.
Don't get me wrong. I remember that. That was amazing.
That was wild.
I'm saying when the crowd really had Jack Raw, it's when. They wanted to focus on you wanted to focus on Cena.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd was like, nah, fuck that. Bryan's our boy.
But Cena was smart and used Bryan for his promo. So for me though, I would agree. Top five.
I don't give a
super kick.
Mark Henry lifted Bryan's
hand. Yeah, I remember that.
Bro, that was amazing.
The Mark Henry moment, how is that not in the top 10?
Mark Henry, Cena. That should have been up there.
The Salmon Blazer.
Yeah, I'm going to say top 10.
And he's got tears streaming down his face. That was truly not. Normally, you can predict wrestling now. That Mark Henry thing, I did not see coming. It was amazing.
Number two. The pipe bomb.
I'm gonna have to agree with that.
The moment that I didn't watch wrestling for about 2-3 years, that moment got me back into wrestling.
And you're not the only one there. A lot of people say that.
That penetrated popular culture because people who weren't necessarily wrestling fans were talking about it. I love that promo. It brought me back to like you know, like Jake Roberts and those guys who didn't have to shout to get their point across. Articulate, it was eloquent.
And it was real. And it was
and
real.
It was honest.
And it was real. It was the Austin 316 at King of the Ring. It was that moment when you went, I think Triple H says it in the documentary, doesn't he? When he goes, there it is. Yeah. There's the moment when you become the man.
Yeah.
And the number one all-time favourite Raw moment, according to the fans of WWE, was the Austin beer truck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ace, was this a WWE thing? Or was this just an internet thing?
It's a WWE thing. This is a WWE.
I think that's pretty big of them to let Punk be number two.
Yeah, I rate them for that.
I thought they would try and really. You know, put it at 17.
Yeah.
And kind of hidden it away at 17. But put it two.
So the fans didn't vote for this?
This is all voted for by the fans.
Okay.
but you would have thought they would have tried to have left it out or no, like. So like after every segment as well, they have like the actual wrestler talking about that moment or like somebody that was involved in it.
You know, my
obviously
favorite,
didn't have Punk.
The favorite part of the bear truck moment when Austin pulled out the bear is when while The Rock was on the mic. He was, Austin, you walk back to the hotel room. You walk back. And then after he hits him with the... Yeah, amazing.
But just the I'm going to roll into your hotel, but roll into drive. Room 316 and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
Austin's promo. Oh,
and then Austin
incredible.
Ribs himself. He sprays the stuff in his own face. Being all he doesn't realise how strong it's going to be and normally almost knocks himself out, apparently, yeah.
Hilarious. Are there any other moments that we think should have been in this top 25?
I agree with you.
Mark Henry.
What do you call it? The belt... When they merged the belts together, the Daniel Bryan, their proper thing.
Yeah, and then Bryan got the...
Mark Henry, like you said. John Cena versus Shawn Michaels, 1 hour in London. Match, incredible.
Oh, okay. Not top 25 though, surely.
Oh, not necessarily. I thought you were talking about
I don't
top
think it's matches though. I think it's more like moments.
Ah.
I still think Nexus is...
You know what I really enjoyed like recently? Nexus, I enjoyed the SmackDown Raw lineup when Jericho put AJ's... soccer mum hair in the on the list of Jericho.
That was good.
I enjoyed that.
That was good.
That is too much.
That was
What else was there, Tay?
I'm trying to think.
There's no Bret Hart mentions in this top 25.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
When Bret Hart lost his
pushed,
mind.
When Bret Hart pushed Vince.
Yeah.
And they had that massive
this is
fight.
Bullshit.
With Austin.
Yeah.
Sid. That should have been in there.
Was that Raw?
Oh my god! The Brian Pillman gun incident.
They couldn't put that in there.
How is that not in there?
Another nice moment when Hart Foundation said there's not five Americans who's got the guts to take us on. Austin comes out, Shamrock comes out, Patriot comes out, Sid Justice comes out, and then Shawn Michaels comes out. That's a hell of a moment.
So many.
He said, Sid Justice, you're a true wrestling fan.
Thank you very much. And you remember his music? Wow. It went dum 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 dum. Ah, classic Jim Johnston.
There's so many.
There are so many.
What about, come on, Big Boss Man and Big Show?
Bastard.
You nasty bastard.
Oh, what, the funeral thing?
The funeral thing.
Yeah.
That was a terrible moment, I'm saying.
when he eats his dog.
So you're not really the Big Show's mama?
No.
So he's a bastard. Hey, Big Show, you're a bastard. Your mama said so. Classic.
Kurt Angle in the cowboy hat. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yes. Oh, look at Kurt Angle moment.
Gangrel versus Road Dogg hardcore match. Yeah, that's a random
you know
one.
What? I think that might have been SmackDown. The Hogan, Kane, and Rock segment.
No, I think that was a. I feel like that was an In Your House or a No Way Out.
No,
maybe
when Kane comes in, he does the Hogan impression. It doesn't matter. You don't remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
That doesn't ring a bell. Yeah, we have to check that one out.
So Rock and Hogan were talking about their match and he was talking about, oh, you know, we've got the big red machine and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I do remember that. It was like in the locker room, right?
It was in the
locker room. Yeah, I do remember that.
It might have been SmackDown, but I can't.
I do remember that. That was funny, actually.
It was hilarious.
There you go. If there's any other moments you guys think should have been in the top 25 or even the top 100, let us know at Kickout Podcast. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. We'll be doing our predictions for the Royal Rumble and we'll be reviewing Raw 25, which I think is going to be very good.
Looking forward to it.
All right, till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Thanks for listening. Later.